John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Great fun with my friend and colleague, Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. He teaches history. And Michael and I fall into our roles of Roman equestrian class living in London in 90 AD. He is Germanicus, I am Caius. And we've been reflecting upon the resonances, as Michael says, of the Christian church, early Christian church, first, second, third century. By the time the fifth century comes along, Augustine of North Africa is writing a book, The City of God, that asks the question, how is it that Christianity has survived and Rome has fallen to the barbarians? What explains this? The city of God is no more because the city of God is in your belief system, is in your mind, is in your spirituality. But that was the fifth century. We're moving through a period of formation for the Church of Woke, which is an evidence all around us now. Climate change is a form of the Church of Woke, believing in the idea that collectively we can act in some fashion to turn back or to reverse or to mitigate. There are a lot of verbs here that are careful. Mitigate what appears to be an inevitable process of climate change. Michael, I come to you on this because you have an example that isn't just about philosophizing or debating how much the temperature will rise by the end of the century. The Spanish Revolution would seem to enforce the idea that one belief system had to win out and the other belief system could not coexist. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's the difference between having two sects and having an orthodoxy that is dead set on excommunicating and even exterminating the heresy. And the difference is not a fine line or some form of academic discussion when we talk about the parsing of sect and heresy. It's the decisive point of separation. Sects can get along with each other. The sects have different ideas about what belief and practice are in a religion or a church. But heresy means a divergence that is so existential that it's a danger. It threatens the existence of the true faith itself.
And what happened in Spain gives you the illustration, because the communists, the leftists, the Marxists believed that they were revolutionaries. And they seem to be taking control of the country until, from North Africa, the troops landed under Franco and marched against them to suppress them. That was what we call the Civil War, but it was a revolution being challenged by the established order. Is that correct? That's the way to see that.
It actually works both ways. So when you have an orthodoxy and a very powerful heresy, each party sees the other as the heretic and seeks to seize the legitimacy, the standing, the authority, the power of orthodoxy for its very own. And so the stakes are absolutely existential. There's no way that either side can back down. Whereas in a sectarian battle, even, say, something as bitter as in Ireland, it is understood that the two sects exist. Each of them has some standing and legitimacy, and extermination is not the goal. But extermination is absolutely necessary when there is a heresy that threatens the existence of what people believe to be the true faith. And in the case of Spain, there was no way that the nationalist blood and soil party, part of it was fascist, a lot of it was simply extreme, often Catholic conservatism, was not going to allow the establishment of what would become a socialist and then communist state. And the same went for all of the workers that had coalesced in the streets that realized that they could not achieve their goals and become a separate faith without overthrowing the Francoists.
Are we now in an existential struggle similar to that, Michael? That's the question. That, we asked the question, are we now in a civil war? But you're pointing to a struggle in which one side will be extinguished.
I think the best way to understand this now is that a majority of Americans believe that we are in such an existential struggle. And it's that belief that this is the situation that ultimately drives societies to this splitting religious conflict. And there are elements in what both sides seek to achieve, but most importantly, what the current administration and Blue, which is to say the Church of Woke, seeks to achieve, that is unconscionable to Red.
Right.
And it is not sustainable. It's not even imaginable that such a world can be accepted. And I can't see how that changes. And if you were to look at the president's speech...
We've got 30 seconds, Michael. Go ahead.
He talks unity, but yet what he's doing is inflaming and reinforcing the belief among all of Red that Blue is out to literally destroy them, much like an Inquisition.
Michael, a.k.a. Germanicus Vlahos, I'm John, a.k.a. Caius Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.